Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about having a blameless reputation. And I'm going to read to you from Titus chapter 1, a little bit from verse 6 and a little bit from verse 7. Here we wrote, starting in verse 6. If a man is blameless, and then in verse 7, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote to Titus telling him the character of the men that he should appoint to leadership among Christians. We find a similar list in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and both of these lists begin by saying that the leader among God's people should be blameless. When we consider a person's character, it's a great place to start. The ancient word literally means nothing to take hold upon. It simply means that there must be nothing in the life of the leader that others can take hold of and then attack his life or the church. The Bible commentator Adam Clark said that the word was a metaphor taken from the world of boxing. Just like a skillful boxer defends every part of his body and gives his opponent no place to hit, so a blameless person gives the outside world no true place to attack his character. You see, this is a broad term for a person who lives a righteous life that can be seen as righteous. No one could stand up and rightfully accuse the man of grievous sin. Now, more than ever, the world around us finds and exposes the sins and the faults of leaders. Sometimes the sins and faults of leaders in the church are found out and exposed to the world. When that happens, sober consideration must be given to how this impacts the leader's standing as a blameless person. When Paul wrote about deacons in 1 Timothy chapter 3, he used the phrase being found blameless. This implies being blameless is demonstrated by a track record of behavior, if found and demonstrated to other people. A leader can't decide for himself if he's blameless. There should be trusted people who can honestly look at him and his reputation and how those reflect on God and his people. Now, this doesn't mean that a godly leader will never be accused. Jesus, Paul, and many other godly men and women have been accused of terrible sins, but they were false accusations. We understand that blameless here applies to the truth of a man's reputation, and it does not take into account false accusations. Now, I don't think this means that a person qualified for leadership or truly spiritually mature, that a person with sin in their past can never be a leader among God's people. It means that reputation for repentance and godliness must be more public than their prior reputation for sin and compromise. It means that when those who know the person think about him, the first thing they'll think of is their godliness, perhaps their repentance, before they would think of the sins of their past. Godliness and time can restore a reputation. Now, if your reputation is good, if you are blameless in the sense described here, please remember how easy it is to wreck your reputation. It can happen surprisingly fast. Trust Jesus every day to actually live in such a way that will only improve your reputation and thereby bring glory to God today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.